This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. White House advisor Karl Rove did speak to Robert Novak before the columnist wrote an article identifying Valerie Plame as a CIA officer. Published reports say that Rove told a federal grand jury that Novak told him the name of the CIA operative. The reports suggest Rove confirmed Novak's information, making him a second source for the columnist. Karl Rove's lawyer says the president's aide is not a target of the investigation. Democrats have charged that Rove outed Valerie Plame, who is married to former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, after Wilson questioned President Bush's claims that the African nation of Niger had tried to sell nuclear material to Iraq. The controversy reached the Senate yesterday. Here's more from NPR's David Wellner.
Politics in Washington can be quite unforgiving. That's especially true when the political opposition, that would be the Democrats, sense that those in power, the Republicans, are vulnerable. Yesterday, New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer called a news conference at the Capitol to pose this question.
Should a person who leaks classified information about someone who serves her country and relies on anonymity for protection, should that person be allowed to keep learning more about other secrets, other operatives, other information? I don't think so.
Schumer and other senior Democrats, in fact, introduced an amendment to the Homeland Security spending bill, stripping the security clearance of any federal employee who reveals the identity of a CIA covert agent. There was little doubt the measure was aimed directly at Karl Rove. Standing alongside Schumer was Joseph Wilson. His wife, Valerie Plame, had her identity as a CIA agent revealed 2 years ago in news reports citing administration sources. Wilson contrasted his own role freeing Americans captured by Saddam Hussein as number two at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad with a scathing critique of Rove.
That's how I made my bones. Karl Rove made his bones doing political dirty tricks. This is not about Joe Wilson. This is about whether a leak has happened.
Republicans came to the same lectern where Wilson had spoken to counterattack. Missouri's Kit Bond sought to make Wilson's account of how he went to Niger the issue.
The real question is whether Mr. Wilson and his wife will tell the truth about how he was selected and what he did.
On the Senate floor, Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman called the Democratic amendment stripping security clearances political propaganda. He said a law has been in place for a decade dealing with intentional disclosures of agents' identities.
What we have is gotcha politics in Washington in 2005. The result of it is something that's hastily crafted, poorly crafted, that doesn't explicitly say who it covers, that doesn't have a clear standard of intent, and that's simply unnecessary.
Coleman was seconded by Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions.
This is a political charade. It's a game to embarrass the President of the United States.
Republicans dismissed the Democratic initiative as the Karl Rove Amendment. Not so, said Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd.
This doesn't mention Karl Rove, although certainly his actions have provoked this discussion. If in fact it turns out that he is indicted, then he'll have to face those allegations. But the suggestion somehow we should do nothing about this, despite the fact that everyone's talking about it across the country, it has been a serious problem, it needs to be addressed, an investigation is ongoing, that should not deprive this body of responding to a situation where classified information, the name of a CIA agent has been revealed, and we ought to say something about it.
But the amendment was rejected 53-44 on a straight party line vote. David Wellna, NPR News.
A timeline in the Valerie Plame investigation is at npr.org.